All right, this is a recording with my daughter Selena on Sunday, June 27th. It's about, just maybe 5 or so minutes after 12 o'clock in midday. Selena Smith, are you aware that I'm recording this conversation with your permission?
Yeah.
Okay. You have no access to the internet right now. You can't read what I send you an email. You don't have any ability to file things online with the court. So you're giving me this following statement so that I can transcribe it if I need to, and for use in a courtroom setting involving the current litigation regarding your three small children. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's your understanding. Okay. All right. You and I talked about the allegation that your mother made that you assaulted Hans Stoker, and that he filed a complaint to that effect. And they have presented this allegation that you assaulted your mother's husband in court in this ongoing litigation for the guardianship of your three minor children. You told me earlier, and it was rather tearful and emotional, and if you feel emotional, don't let that stop you from telling me. I asked you what happened. I said I had never heard the details, and you began to tell me that. And then later you told me of another instance where you felt extremely threatened and like you were about to be struck by Hans Stoker. So would you start off and tell me, back in November of 2020, what happened in the incident where your mother claimed or alleged that you assaulted Hans, and please tell me what happened. And start from the beginning, like you did, where you were in a conflict with Jim, and then you went into your mother's house to flee the assault by Jim, who's the father of your two youngest children. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I don't drink, but I was picking up Jim's beer cans around the living room, and I guess one of them was half full, and I didn't know that, but it made him angry, and he grabbed me by the wrist.
Well, wait a minute. What made you angry? I mean, made him angry, excuse me, that you were, like, discarding the beer can that it was still half full of beer?
Yeah, he was mad that I was throwing away or picking, you know, taking away from him a beer that still had beer in it, but I didn't know that because there were so many. I was just picking up beer cans and bagging them. So,
okay. So what happened next?
So he grabbed me by the wrist, my left wrist, and twisted it, my arm behind my back, and I twisted
you know,
it
you,
out
you,
of that.
You only have one good hand, right?
Right, and he came at me from the front at that point and began assaulting me. He was trying to grab me by the throat and hit me, and I leaned back and then leaned forward and pushed him, and he was so drunk he fell to the floor, and I ran into the kitchen where I was kind of trapped because at that point, you know, to get out the front door, he was closest, and so he screamed and yelled at me and called me names and belittled me for about an hour. I just kind of took it, and eventually he calmed down, and I said, hey, come here, baby, you know, I love you. But at that point, I took the opportunity to run out the front door, and I ran down below to my mom and her husband's house where the kids were. And once I was there, I called my friend Amy and asked her to come get me. I described what had been happening, and after I got off the phone, I began in gathering the kids, and my mom was asking me what happened, and I was telling her. And Hans became angry. He was standing there listening, and he was angry because I was gathering the kids and leaving. He accused me, and I ended up in their TV room. I think, I don't know why I wandered in that direction, but I ended up in their TV room. I think maybe I was looking for the diaper bag, which is adjacent to their kitchen. And my back was to the couch, and he followed me in there and was right up on me, over me. He was very red in the face. It was obvious to me he had been drinking. His veins were popping. He was flexing his muscles. He was clenching his fist. He was putting his fist in my face. He was spitting into my face as he talked. He's like, because he was leaning over me and was forced to like lean back. And like, and I began to get loud. You know, I told him to get away from me, to stop. How could he be acting this way? You know, because, you know, where was his empathy? You know, I'd just been hurt. He accused me of lying. He said that I was violent and that I caused these things to happen. And I just wanted him to get away from me, and I was yelling at him, and he backed off into the kitchen, and I walked out. But then he was leaning over the counter, and I was there too on the other side. And you know, I was trying to get to a point where the kids were screaming. Okay, I could hear them. It was really alarming me. Like, they were crying, screaming. Mom was yelling. She was trying to get him to calm down, and I wanted him to stop, you know. And he leaned over. He's in my face. He's putting his hand. I could see his hands to the side of my head, and he's spitting into my face, and it scared me. And I pushed his face aside. I tried to push him back.
What room were you in at the time that you put your hand on his face and tried to push him away from you?
We moved to the kitchen at that point.
Continue, please.
Because I was trying to get to the kids, okay? And and at that point, he leaped back, and he goes, oh, you assaulted me. And I go, I did not. I said, you assaulted me. You look what you're doing. But he's yelling, and I gathered up the kids, and I ran. I ran out of the house with the kids in the diaper bag and up the driveway and to the end of the road. And my friend Amy came and got us.
Amy, your best friend. Amy was your best friend from
grade school,
grade school of many years, and she's still your friend today.
Yes.
Well, you mentioned that you were very fearful to me. You mentioned to me you were very fearful of Hans because of an earlier incident where he had his fist clenched and he was trying to hit you. And this was, I guess, several years ago. I'm not sure.
Well, Hans is always kind of semi-threatening with me or intimidating.
Would you relay the incident that you relayed to me?
But anyway, just to finish in my own words, we had just moved up from Colorado, and I had my, because the house had flooded out, and I had my 1-week-old infant Anna in my arms, and it was the same couch in the TV room I was sitting in, and he had called the family in there. It was just before Mother's Day. And it was obvious to me he was drunk. We're all gathered, and he asked, he brought up the subject that I, you know, of borrowing my mother's car to visit my daughter, Maya, in Ellensburg for Mother's Day. And this is a arrangement that me and my mother had made privately a week before, and she had no problem, and I was gonna drive it, pay my own gas. I was insured. And go visit her. I'd arrange with Maya. We were going to be at a restaurant there in a, or at her school, and then go to the restaurant. And but he was mad because he said, I know, right, to borrow my mother's car, you know, because Hans has paid for all those things. And I was not to go see my daughter. And I was upset about that. I said, well, we've already arranged. You can't keep me from seeing my daughter for Maya's day. And Maya's fine with it. And Mom's fine with it. And she's my daughter. And he told me I better remember where my bread was buttered. And I told him I could butter my own bread. And he got mad. And he started calling me names. And I was, you know, with arguing ensued. Well, he stood up and he got pissed off. And he was red in the face. His veins were popping. But he was trying. At that point, he came forward with his fist out. The thing is, like, this kind of moved around the house. Like, because I'm, at that point, I'm moving with the baby, and he's running around. Mom and Hans had to hold him by the arms. He's drunk and falling on the floor, but he's trying to crawl towards me and attack me, and he's like hitting the ground really hard, and he's trying to make it towards me so he can, it's obvious to me that he was gonna pummel me, and I'm terrified because I've got a 1-week-old infant. I'm holding her. I'm trying to tell him to stop, that he's out of his mind, that he's insane, what is he doing, I've got a baby, you know. And so I knew that when you see him in the face and he's that upset, that I knew to know that I could get hurt.
Was Jim there?
Yes.
And your mother was there?
Yeah, but my mother said that, well, it was the way I talked to him. That made him do that.
Did they have to physically restrain him
yes.
to protect you?
Yes.
Now, did you say that he'd been drinking?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'm going to terminate this recording and hope that that it did record what you have to say. I'm going to have to double check on that. So just a second.
Okay.